I'm Amy Skilbred, the Executive Director of the Juno Community Foundation.
Well, I'm Reed Stoops. I'm the head of the Grants Committee and I'm a member of the Board of Directors of the Community Foundation.
And what is the Juno Community Foundation?
Juno Community Foundation was established to promote philanthropy to meet the needs of Juno. And that's what we're doing through the Hope Endowment Fund and the CBJ funds this year.
And what sort of impacts can the community expect to see as a result of these grants?
We tried to adopt community priorities for these funds. We held a number of meetings with the various nonprofits that are working in these areas, and we got them together to try to establish mutual priorities for what could do that have the greatest impact within the hospice program or within domestic abuse or within the suicide prevention or substance abuse, mental health, homelessness. We put the money into what they and our board considered to be the highest priority based on those meetings and other studies that have been done. And it's a combination of perpetuating existing programs that have proved to be effective and also some brand new programs, including the Housing First program that's about to break ground here in a couple of weeks. We have a substance abuse navigator that's going to work at NCADS starting this summer sometime. And we're also doing a transitional housing program with Gastineau Human Services out in the Lemon Creek area. So those are just a couple of the new programs that we're doing. In addition, we've also funded a number of important ongoing programs.
Yeah, one of the great things that we do with this is we have a professional advisory committee that's made up of 13 people, including state employees, local government employees, and everybody on there has spent their career working in these areas, the areas of the Hope Fund, and then in addition, the areas of the City and Borough of Juneau Social Service Funds, which are healthcare, education, and income stability in addition. So it's a pretty broad group. And our board looked at, and the professional advisory committee looked at, well, what's the priorities? Well, if you don't have a home and you don't have food, a lot of the other things are difficult to, you know, it's hard to get treatment if you don't have a home and you don't have food. So we're putting a fair amount of focus on homelessness. We're supporting 8 programs there. And then another big issue for the community is substance abuse. That's the second highest amount of funds are going into 4 different programs on substance abuse.
And this Hope Endowment Fund, this is something that Juno can expect year after year, these kinds of grants?
Yes, we have a $20 million fund for the Hope Grant. And so we'll be giving out about $1 million a year. This is the second year of grant awards. And in addition, the city entrusted us with the opportunity to give out about $850,000, $880,000 in community development block grants, which are for a similar purpose. So we had one grant opportunity for people to apply for both of those funds this year.
Anything else I should ask about that did it?
Well, one thing I'd like to mention is that, you know, since the Community Foundation started, the number of grants that we've awarded to various nonprofits in the community have grown every year. And we'll give you a copy of our annual report, but as you can see, we started off in 2008 with $115,000 worth of grants, and then we went up to, let me see, 155, and then 275, and then we went up to $1.3 million, and then $1.7 million, and this year will be over $3 million. So it'll be progressively greater contributions thanks to the generosity of Juno community residents who've established funds with them. And I'd like to put in a plug for people to continue to do that, because even $1.8 million doesn't go a long way when you're dealing with the magnitude of the problems that we've discussed with the nonprofits this year and with the cutbacks in state and local funding that have started and will likely to continue because of the state's big deficits.
Continuing on that, we had over $900,000 in requests, more than there was funding for. And, you know, there's several programs that more funds for them would definitely be good for Juno and good for those most neediest people in Juno.
Okay. Reed Stoops and Amy Skilbred, thanks for talking.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.